We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned into the Frankie Quiñones Show.
The 100-year conflict between East and West Partesia is one that you won't find in any textbooks. It's all too familiar. Two opposing sides, divided by a wall, and separated by their political beliefs. If you want to know more about these amazing people and their plight, their stories are written on the faces of the thousands of refugees that have sought asylum in America.
I work long fucking hours, bro. Okay, I'm not lazy, bro. That's bullshit. People look at us and they think that's bullshit, bro. Okay, I work at Uber, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, Seamless, E24, bro. Caviar for fine dining, bro. I also dog walk, Caxit, Burfi, lay brick, paint house, change bulb. No bullshit.
Meet Afrodushi, a refugee from West Partesia. He is one of the hundreds that have settled in the sleepy suburb. Call it anywhere USA, a far cry from the world he left behind.
And they no party here, bro. They no party. People think they party, bro. Okay, they're like, let's party. Let's go to have margarita at TGI Fridays with co-worker, bro. Okay, or maybe get crazy and have mimosa, bro, on Sunday, bro. Okay, but only one, bro, because I might have drive or might have something to do later, bro. That's bullshit, bro. That's no party.
What's a typical night for you?
Cocaine, molly, sassafras, mescaline, bro, DMT, sugar cube, raspberry pop-tart, bro, Lexapro for clinical depression, bro, PCP, ecstasy, Harry Potter, bro, acai, jamba juice, bro. I call my mother every day, bro, to say I love you, bro. Okay, I do Chuck E. Cheese, bro, Bed Bath & Beyond, bro, Home Depot, bro, okay, all of that.
And the list went on. Partesia, the size of Sacramento, is most known by tourists for the best zip lining in the Eastern Hemisphere. The other thing that Partesia is known for? Pure MDMA. To learn more, I went to Little Partesia and spoke to anyone I could find.
Alakana Partesia Prosen.
I met Aladushi, who arrived a little over a month ago and is having a hard time adjusting to his new country.
Damu achaka mole biscuit azwa finanda dama. Kiduhana Membush Karatush Dadama Malgo MDMA. So yeah.
He says in Partesia, Molly is not seen as recreational. So it's actually part of the religion. And doses or offerings are given to the young.
At what age?
Kala.
Vitroika. Malgo Rubik. Allah Allah.
He says around 8 years old, similar to Catholics and comedian.
Does he enjoy seeing other Partesians in the neighborhood?
Partesian Aluf Kakama Labush.
Dochka Talusha Rubruk.
He misses the zip lining and, of course, all the parties.
All right, bro, let's do delivery, bro. Give me back there, bro.
Whew, thanks, man. I was starving. Hey, didn't this come with a drink?
I don't know, bro. This is what they gave me, bro.
Man, you guys mess up my order every time, man. I ordered a drink.
I don't give shit, bro. Okay, take Molly. Calm down.
Wait, what?
Do you enjoy this job, Afrodushi?
Love it, bro. Because I love people, bro. For party. What's up, bro? It's your bro, Afrodushi, bro. No bullshit. This one here, bro, is for my true, real party people, bro. Not this, oh, I'm getting crazy. I had two cocktails, I'm feeling a loosey-goosey. Cute, bro, but that's bullshit. I'm talking to the people who party for real, bro. Okay, with cocaine, bro, molly, sassafras, ketamine, ecstasy, breast pill, bro, red puma, green to the bird, Papa Louis Vuitton, bro, whatever get you to that place, bro, to get fucked up, bro. When you pop one, two molly, bro, maybe five molly, bro, you make decision, bro, no judgment, okay, no bullshit, everybody connected, bro. When you start to feel that tingle, bro, the fingertip, bro, oh. The music start to find its way inside you, bro. Then, oh-oh, oopsie daisy, bro. The hips start moving, bro. You start to melting, bro. Rubbing back of neck. Oh, wow, bro. Officially rolled in balls, bro. Congratulations, bro. Now you kiss your lover, bro. High five your bro, bro. Give a hug, bro. As you begin this journey, bro. Floating, dancing, feeling every single beat flowing through your body, bro. Congratulations, bro. You have arrived for party.
For party, for party, for party. No bullshit, no bullshit, no bullshit, no bullshit. For party, for party, for party, for party. No bullshit, bro.
Have shot. Oh, I'm getting crazy. I'm having shot. Cute, bro. That's bullshit. I'm talking about real party people, bro. Okay? 4-5 Molly deep. Rolling balls, bro. Enjoy life, bro. Fuck it, bro. For party. For party. For party. For party. No bullshit. No bullshit. No bullshit. No bullshit. For party, bro. Love you, bro. Safra Dushi, bro.
You wale homies, it's your homie Creeper from Cholo Pier. Just wanna let you fools know, I developed a product, a mascara. Not like a mascara for that, like, the mandate's over and all that. I don't wanna get all politicals and everything. It's a mascara for fools who don't act right in the gym, the ones that yell too loud or get, they grunt too loud, homie, when they're doing their reps. Yeah, like that, homie. And you try to talk to them, like, fool, come here real quick. Like, take a deep breath with me, you know?
All right.
You could do your reps like that, homie.
Yeah.
All right, you get it?
Yeah.
See, but then, like, 2-3 reps later, homie, they're back to their old ways. And it's like, dang. Yeah. Like, you know, and it makes fools nervous, homie, a little bit on edge. Like, the hands fools kind of a little bit of a loose cannon. Yeah. Like, is he going to throw a weight across a room and hit somebody or crash his head through the window right there? And, you know, it's like, you know, calm down, homie. But I get it. You know, you get excited. Men and women, you know, just... See, it's like, calm down, mija. You don't need to be yelling like that. You know, like, fools know that you work out, and congratulations. We're all here at the gym. We're all working out. And, you know, people need to be able to work out in peace, homie. Or to a firme rola or whatever. But to be yelling like that, it's like, hey, calm down. So I developed the act right mascara, homie. All right? So you could even lie to them and be like, nah, fool, it helps you get a better workout, you know, for the oxygen intake or whatever.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like Darth Vader's mask, homie, but like more like positive vibes and shit, you know what I mean? So you could just tell them, put this on, you'll get a feedback workout, but it's really to get them to shut up, you know, or to just be at a lower level so that everybody else could work out without being like, dang, like an Incredible Hulk or whatever. You're really not of that status or whatever, because Incredible Hulk, he's doing movies for Marvel, y toda la chingada, homie, and you're just working out right here with me at the gym that I pay $40 a month for. All right, so just act right, homie, and then purchase the the act right mascara for your homies that do that, and it's available at all Ram City locations, all right? So mucho amor y respeto from the homie Creeper. That's what's up.
Yeah.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned into the Frankie Quiñones Show.
Most young people that come here with their families, well, they often have the hardest transitions. This is 14-year-old Teledushi, and he knew more about America than his parents, because he grew up on American movies and music.
You're strange, bro. We have a lot of things that we used to do back home. We no longer do here, bro. Back home, like, it's a sign of respect to kiss your father on the lips, bro. I remember the first time my classmates saw me do that. Everyone made fun of me, like, to the point where I cried and shit. And, you know, so I had to, like, beg my dad to, like, switch up that custom if we could. So we did change it, but now we just stopped, using our tongues, bro.
Well, what other differences do you see in America compared to what you perceived?
I don't know, refugees in my family and many others, we live in a, you know, what they call little partija. There's, like, abandoned buildings, police all the time, and harassing us, and helicopters every night, bro. We left our country to get away from that, bro. But, you know, they just put all the partisans in this little block because nobody else wanted to live here.
Are you here with your whole family?
No, bro. My older brother joined the military because, you know, he didn't want to come here and live with us. So he's back fighting for our country at home. I miss him, bro. Dearly, bro. But I call him every day, bro.
Partisan War had been going on for close to a century. There was a time that Partija was actually one big country, but Prince Kokodushi was a bit of a corrupt leader. In fact, he slapped a tax on MDMA. In the beginning, there was a general consensus that MDMA, well, it should be free to all. But, you know, as the story goes, the wealthy began to start selling it for a profit. And the division between the have and have-nots, they escalated into a war. One that was actually brutal.
For party!
The ruling class enticed the poor with MDMA to join their armies. And since the rich owned it and distributed it, they were able to win the war and push their adversaries into one side of the country, which is now considered West Partija. It's roughly a third of the size of the entire country, or the size of West Sacramento. When the wall was constructed, West Partisans began to harvest their own illegal MDMA. East Partisan forces would conduct raids, fine, and jail. Most of the West Partisans, who were tired of the raids, fled out of the country to seek asylum. So, I spoke with John Wilkerson, a peace studies professor at Chapman University.
Yes, the West Partisans were receiving very little aid from other countries. U.S. armed forces would airdrop crates of food and supplies, but what they really wanted was Mali. Even the ziplining industry in the West suffered a great deal, and without it, they are unable to be self-sufficient, resulting in a mass exodus in search for better opportunities.
Listen for a drop on this one, bro. Here it come, bro.
Drop the beat.
Boom, bro.
Wow, that's really loud. Wait, who's this?
Oh, this my bro. Hey, bro.
Hey, what's up, Rafferdushi? What are you guys doing, fool?
I work all day, all night, bro.
I'm posted up in this parking lot just waiting for my lady to get off work. She works right here at Marie Callender's, fool. But look at my ride. I've been meaning to show you. Look, I got new rims, fool, and a tint job and everything.
That's tight, bro. I'm happy for you, bro.
Hey, but Afrodushi, remember when I told you that me and my lady were having problems, fool? And you told us to take Molly. And then you gave us some. But trip out, fool. We did that, you know? And we had a good time, a feeding time. And we actually, you know, made up and reconciled and everything. And we immediately started macking food, like, all crazy.
I told you, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Love you, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, then, fool. Well, thank you, Afrodushi. You're a real one.
You're welcome, bro. In my country, bro, I was fine by seas, bro. Okay, people would come to my office and I would say, hey, what's wrong, bro? And they would say, oh, my hip hurt, bro. I lost appetite, bro. I'm having trouble sleeping, bro. I'm stressed, bro. Okay, I'm having anxiety, bro. So I prescribe MDMA, bro. I say, take this one, bro. Okay, and 99% success rate, bro. No bullshit. But what is bullshit, bro, is that the regulations here, bro, make it illegal for me to do this one, bro. When I'm just helping people, bro. It's such bullshit, bro. And another time, bro, you can take it freely, bro. And in my country, bro, you can take it if prescribed by pharmacist or doctor, bro, or your friend, bro, or during annual Electric Moon Parade, bro.
The Electric Moon Parade, Partisan religious festival celebrated on both sides of the wall, is a 3-day party where MDMA is consumed by the handfuls. The belief here is that during this three-day event, one would be able to sit at the table of the Creator, and he would take away all your pain and whisper a personal message to you. That festival is happening this weekend, and Aphrodushi has invited me to participate. Now, this will give me a chance to really experience their way of life, and honestly, though I'm a little nervous, I'm really looking forward to it.
Thanks for supporting KRAM Public Radio. Become a member at kram.com/radio. Your donations are what keep us going. Here are the community announcements for the week of March 7th. The 10th annual Larchmont Quilting Competition kicks off this Saturday in the parking lot of Uncle Bryce's Pricey Ice Cream at 10 a.m. and goes deep into the late afternoon. Root on your favorite local quilters and cool down with some locally sourced ice cream as the needles heat up. Lassen's Natural Foods Grocery Store would like to reiterate that there is a recall of all organic jellies and jams sold during the month of February due to a trace amounts of boar meat. Boar on this story as it develops. Lastly, police are asking the community to help in identifying the person who graffitied "Nobody Cares, Rams Suck, Raider Nation Forever" on SoFi Stadium following the Rams' victory in the Super Bowl. Police Chief Michael Myers issued a statement saying, "This is why we can't have nice things." And that concludes our announcements for this week. Thank you for tuning in once again to KRAM Radio. This is Stuart Dillywack. We'll see you next time.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned into the Frankie Quinones Show.
I gotta ask, where did you find an airport hangar?
We know a guy, bro. Good guy, bro. He's married to a partition woman. Let me introduce, bro.
The stage is getting set. A private airport hangar in the middle of a field, far away from anyone who might complain. And partisans, lots of them, waiting outside in anticipation. A look of joy in their faces as they exchange pleasantries to their fellow countrymen and women.
Hey,
bro!
Hey, welcome,
we love
bro.
You, bro.
Good, bro.
Good.
How are you, bro?
Family look good, bro.
Oh, bro.
Looking good, bro. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome, bro. See, this guy, bro, I told you, good guy, bro.
It's a familiar face.
Now, when the wife asks you to do something, you do it. I called in a few favors for some old Air Force buddies, and we were able to secure the location. Okay, and it's important, you know, very important to myself, even that Partisan people celebrate their culture in the way they want to. I know it's not going to be the same as back home, but it's close.
So will you participate in the festival?
Oh, no. You know, nothing against MDMA, but I already take plenty for my PTSD. And no, I'm going to go do some trout fishing with my buddies this weekend. Picked up a Fenwick from the pro shop. Going to give it a whirl, if you know what I mean. Hopefully I get lucky.
The music will be provided by both local and out-of-state DJs. It's customary that Partisans, they do not DJ themselves, since, you know, it'll take away from the holiday observance. This is DJ Louis Leaf, one of the several DJs who will keep this three-day religious event going.
Yeah, so we were asked to do 2 to 3 hour sets a day, then sleep, wake up and do it again. I'm honored to be here more than anything, because I know how important it is to the Partisan community that this party really pops off, if you know what I mean. And my set will consist of mostly throwback 90s per their request, big beat, some acid jazz and acid trance mixed with some drum and bass. I'm definitely looking forward to this. It's going to be quite the cracking ass party. This is DJ Louis Leaf, and I'll see you on the dance floor.
Walls of speakers, 13 DJs. Right now, they're testing some of the visuals that will be projected throughout the building. I'm looking at an erupting volcano spewing out dancing llamas. There's a projection of a lion with a gigantic smile and human teeth that will greet people as they come in. And here comes the real star of the show. MDMA by the truckloads.
Hey, what's this, bro? There's supposed to be 3 trucks, bro. Why only 2 trucks, bro?
Hey, this is all that was ordered.
All right, each truck contains over 100,000 Molly capsules.
Oh, okay, thank you, bro. Love you, bro.
I love you too, buddy.
For a few hundred people? Yeah, that seemed like more than enough. Before I knew it, the doors open and the ceremony begins. These Partesians, well, they waste no time. They stuff their pockets with Molly and get to dancing. I join in. Now, it's been quite a while since I partook in any drugs, not since my college days, so I start off with just one.
Sorry, bros, my friend only take one, bro. That's okay, bro, she's lightweight, bro.
In less than a half hour, I start to feel the Molly settling in. My body feels warm, and I notice my limbs moving to the music. I check in with my guide.
That's it, bro. You have arrived, bro. Congratulations. It's almost time to take another one, bro, for party.
So I did. The music is taking over. I feel it in my bones, and I have this urge to communicate, tell Aphrodushi what I'm feeling.
You know what it is? Walls are man-made, so oppression is a social construct that's created by man, and the only way to get rid of it is by man. Humans need to make a choice, you know, to live life the right way.
Okay, bro, whatever you think, bro, get ready for this drop, bro, for reals, for party.
3 days of this, and this was only the first hour. By the third day, I was drenched in sweat and surprisingly alert, despite the lack of sleep. I was able to lie down in the parking lot and look at the hangar from a more subjective position. I wondered when God was going to whisper to me like they said he would. And for the first time all weekend, doubt started to settle in. Why doesn't God want to speak to me? And is there even a God? And as if God heard me, out of nowhere, a ladder appeared. Aphrodushi, already halfway up the ladder, he calls out to me.
Let's go, bro!
So, I went. I climbed and I climbed. Honestly, it felt like time stood still. I wondered if this was just a metaphor for life. To keep going, searching for answers, where there might not be any. But alas, I finally reached the top. I was high above the clouds. Is this where I would meet God? Then I saw a chair and the trolley. I was on top of a zip line. Without hesitation, I buckled in and took off, leaving the platform behind. And soon, I was floating through the clouds. I couldn't see the ground below, and I didn't feel scared. And then, that's when I heard it. It was God.
For party, bro.
Wind in my sails, flying through the air. 3 beautiful words. For party, bro, bro.
Muchísimas gracias, gente, for tuning into another episode of the Frankie Quiñones Show, presented by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. Shout out to the homies Hans, Olivia, Nick, the homie Erndog here in the studio, James Fritz, Kevin Kamiya, Bobby, DJ Muggs, the legendary Soul Assassins Familia. You know how we do, homie. Thank you for giving Raza an opportunity on the Get Down. And if you get a chance, homies, go ahead and rate and review the podcast or continue living your life. We'll see you on the next episode of the Frankie Quiñones Show. That's what's up right there.